WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There wasn't enough support on the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission to grant a request to turn vacant land near 29th and Villa Maria into apartments.
There was a 4-3 majority vote, but 5 votes were required to grant a conditional use permit to build up to 71 mostly one-bedroom units behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol Street. Developer Jeff Brown says multiple property owners have tried for 14 years to build medical and office facilities. What they've learned is that there's a housing need to accommodate patients and employees around St. Joseph Regional Health Center.
There's a real need for seniors who are independent, but like living near the hospital, or their children like to have their parents near the hospital and near their doctor's offices.
Commissioners listened to more than 1 hour of comments from 27 opponents from the Upper Burton Creek neighborhood. Les Rice, among those saying flooding and sewage backups from recent heavy rainfalls would only get worse.
On the 17th of this month, sewer started backed up through my shower stall. I had 2 to 3 inches worth of sewage in my house, the master bathroom, the master bedroom, the hallway, another bedroom. Have no carpet, no baseboards, no padding.
The property owner has 10 days to make an appeal to the city council. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council will have 2 options for the future of the municipal golf course. Mayor Jason Bayansky has announced a public-private partnership developed with the Golfing Association, city staff, and the owner of Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest.
Mr. Phillips would basically bring the golfers over for the same price that they're paying currently at the municipal golf course, honor that for 20 years with a cost of living increase, I think, every 5 years or something at that point.
Bayansky says the city could pay Phillips $50,000 a year for 20 years to establish a senior center and a building next to the clubhouse, and seniors would also have access to other facilities. Bayansky expects the proposal to come before the council in the next 30 days, but it's not on the agenda for Tuesday's council meeting. The performance of public school students in Texas from last year have been released by state officials. The Bryan District, which was designated the year before as needing improvement, rose to meeting state standards. And 3 of 5 campuses that needed improvement 2 years ago, Bryan and Rudder High and Jones Elementary, met standards last year.
And when you assign who the credit should go to on a story like this, you have to go back to the students and say, without them spending the hours and without them dedicating themselves to their future, success doesn't happen, and we're so proud to say that based on the results we have today, we're well on our way.
Spokesman Brandon Webb says Crockett and Milam Elementary's narrowly missed. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely says for the 2nd straight year of the new state guidelines, all campuses met standards.
First thing that stands out is that we met the standards on all of our campuses and our entire district. So we're pleased about that. We do know that we have to improve performance, you know, in a few areas, and each of our schools are looking at their particular areas.
10 CSISD campuses earned a total of 31 state distinctions, and Bryan earned 36 distinctions from 15 campuses. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
University Pediatric Association is proud to announce that Dr. Patricia Goen has joined our team of pediatric specialists. Dr. Goen is a graduate of the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio and completed her pediatric training at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where she was named Pediatric Resident of the Year. Please join us in welcoming Dr. Goen to the only pediatric practice ever to be voted Best of the Brazos Valley. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. Coming up on 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later on this afternoon. Very hot, high temperature well up in the 90s. Tonight we're down to 75 to 80. Could be a shower or thunderstorm with patchy clouds around. And then during the day on Tuesday, partly sunny. Again, hot, at least up in the mid-90s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Low to mid-70s at night. And mid to upper 90s on Wednesday with mostly to partly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with Aggies in a scrimmage on Saturday. A catastrophe, not a catastrophe yet, but a very, very sad situation in NASCAR action. Tony Stewart ran over a driver in a Sprint Cup race, not involved in the NASCAR race yesterday. We'll have more on that. Plus, Johnny Manziel got a little playing time in his first preseason game. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Yes, I'd say Camp Stewart didn't handle that quite as they should have.
No, initially he was going to race, and then he wasn't.
Well, they used the quote, business as usual.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I saw the video. I don't know enough about all that stuff, but he does have a temper.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, as you watch it, the only thing that I know, because I've seen some Sprint Cup races.
Okay.
As you watch the video, you hear the engine rev and the car snap. Now, there's speculation that he did it to scare the kid.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is because those tracks, basically it's clay and mud. And he was trying to slide the back end of the car around. And to do that, you give him more power because that's what those cars are designed to do. And he was trying to slide around him as to not hit him. So yeah. That's both sides of it for right now. But they are investigating. And we'll have more actually from the sheriff of Ontario County coming up later.
Well, don't get out of the car.
I think that's all I've heard anyone say.
That's all the race fans are saying. Unless that thing's on fire, you just sit there.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, so no winner in Friday night's drawing for the Mega Millions. That means that tomorrow night it's $128 million.
Woohoo!
Odds? You have a better chance of dying in a traffic accident to go buy the ticket than you do to buy the ticket. Got that one over the weekend. That's a little chilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
258.9 million to one, your chances to win, if you want to do that. Okay, being a coffee lover, you got that Joe going this morning, do you?
I do.
You know, I ran out of coffee, and I forgot to, I just didn't get any. And after about 3 days, you know, I needed to go back and do that. I just, it's not like I made a special trip to the store, but I did need to get that cup of coffee again.
I was going
to
say, feeling a little brave, and then went, uh-oh.
Anyway, well, here's the deal, though. It may be good for your ears.
Oh,
don't pour it in there. Don't pour it in your ears. Not directly.
Hot.
Yeah. This is not a good idea. New research has found that women who consumed higher amounts of caffeine, less likely to have tinnitus.
Ah.
Okay, that little ringing thingy in your ear. WebMD.com, their health news center, says the study followed about 65,000 U.S. American women aged 30 to 44 for 18 years. During that time period, nearly 5,300 cases of tinnitus developed among the study group. The women who drank less than 1.5 cups of caffeine per day. Now, why are they saying that? Because, you know, Your caffeinated soft drinks don't have the amount of caffeine that coffee does, right? But I guess maybe that could be tea, though, also, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if they drank 1.5 cups of caffeine per day, we're 15% more likely to develop tinnitus. Research at Brigham and Women's Hospital and the Harvard Medical School said that they were unsure why caffeine might decrease the risk of that ear ringing, but caffeine is known to stimulate the central nervous system. And previous research has shown that caffeine has a direct effect on the inner ear. So there you go. But again, drink it. Don't pour it in your ear. There's not any reason to do. Ooh, wow. So, like, did you see the biggest, brightest, fullest, like, ever, superest moon?
Yes.
All right. Last night's supermoon was the largest of the year, appearing 14% larger and 18% brighter than your typical full moon. This is the second full moon this summer season. As we mentioned, they happen every 18 months. It ain't that big a deal.
It was behind some clouds, some really high clouds this morning, but it was still sort of peeking out. I almost could have driven in here without my lights
on. Without the headlights,
yeah. It was that bright.
Yes, it was.
It has been very bright. Okay, it's called Vesha. It's called Vesha, and it happens, it used to happen on the Iowa State University campus, an annual springtime celebration. Well, Thursday, the president of Iowa State University announced it would end permanently, citing a party culture that led to about a dozen violent incidents, hundreds of arrests, and two deaths over the years. The move to abolish the week-long event, which is nearly a century old, is among the harshest steps made by universities across the country this year, after at least 10 riots this spring led to hundreds of arrests and injuries nationwide. This thing had been going on for 92 years. The president, Stephen Leith of Iowa State, suspended the event, one of the largest student-run festivals in the country, after rioting by a few thousand people.
Good night.
Damaged property, spurred fighting with police, and severely injured one person. It's kind of interesting because it wasn't that long ago, maybe 8-10 years ago, Ames, Iowa had the best town-gown relations in America. In other words, the school was a good neighbor with the city and vice versa. And now we got this going on. In a report that was released in July, a task force determined that Vesha, which was an acronym for the original colleges when they started this thing back in 1922, should be abolished. This year's Blarney blowout at UMass in Amherst, 21 students arrested, prompted officials to hire an expert to review whether that will go on. At the University of Minnesota Twin Cities and the University of Kentucky, officials say there have been notable incidences of problems with partying. So there you go.
Wow.
They're bringing their bad high school habits to college? Is that it?
Their slogan is a timeless tradition for Vesha. Alcohol consumption is not allowed.
And
it's even trademarked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
they've been around that long.
Again, 92 years. So again, I guess somebody else can pick that one up now because the president has said no forever. Okay. Want to change the color of your Facebook page? Don't do it.
No.
Turns out one of the apps you can get to change the color is actually a portal which will give you a virus. According to the Cheetah Mobile CM Security Research Lab, the Facebook Color Changer app has already affected 10,000 users in several countries. Just don't do it. Stick with the color that you got. Okay, it's Volkswagen's turn to apparently recall some vehicles. 189,000 of its Tiguan, do you know SUVs?
Tiguan.
Tiguan SUVs because of a fuel system problem there. 09 to 14 models. Wow. 2009 to 2014 models.
Is it me or has there just been a rash of that with everybody?
Well, a lot of the others have been ignition systems, I think.
Different things with a bunch of different companies.
It is. It's absolutely very much true. No accidents have been caused yet from the problem, but apparently resulting in bubbles in the fuel line, which will cause it to stall out, which is probably not a good thing as you're going X number of miles an hour on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. ISIS, we were talking about them earlier. You know who they are. They're a terrorist group. They've got their own clothing line now.
What?
Yep. And its own brick-and-mortar boutique located in Istanbul. RoadsandKingdoms.com journalist Joseph Dana interviewed an unidentified man who runs the ISIS boutique. He says he is not, nor has he ever been, an ISIS member, but he's selling ISIS gear because, quote, I am responding to a market demand. This is Islamic clothing. What can I say? End quote. The boutique carries cargo pants, cheap T-shirts, and telltale green bandanas that are often used around the heads of jihadi fighters on suicide missions. Clothing targeting young men has come to be a central component of the group's branding, the article says. The goods target young males with active lifestyles, their words, and a tendency toward Islamic insurgency. In what world? I mean,
this one.
Yeah.
The ice well, at least branded, you can spot them, though.
Well, I guess that's right. The ISIS branded merchandise reportedly produced in East Asia. Business has been so good, the boutique owner says he plans to open more stores around Istanbul. Okay, here you are. 7:21.
There's so many jokes that I'm just
I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine. Again, I understand riding a crest of popularity, but I don't think that's what you'd want to do. Yeah. All right. Note to self, do not defeat the police in a donut-eating contest. It may end badly.
What?
Yes. It did for 24-year-old Bradley. It's either Herbert or Hebert, depending on where he's really from.
Sure.
Polished off 8 donuts in 2 minutes to win the eating contest at the Elizabeth City Police Department's National Night Out Against Crime deal. Next day, officers saw a story about the donut contest in the local paper along with a picture of Bradley, the winner. That's when they recognized him as a suspect they've been hunting for months in a connection of burglaries. Max Robeson, who's a lieutenant with the police department, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, says, quote, he had the audacity to do something like that knowing that he had broken into these places. It's like throwing it in our face. He was arrested, and police say that they admitted they took a moment to congratulate him on winning the donut. Yeah. Oh, sure they did. Hello.
Well, yeah, he's in cuffs.
Well, you know, that guy selling the ISIS clothing, that's brilliant. Look how popular the gangbangers are here.
Well, yeah, no, I guess it works. It does. It's 7:23.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Your last chance to register for the Governor's Small Business Forum is this Tuesday. If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, don't miss this opportunity to learn about what you need to thrive in today's entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum is Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus and will feature Secretary of State Nandita Berry as the keynote speaker. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for your last chance to register before the Tuesday deadline. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or online at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, 7:25. No rush update this morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boyhood may have captured the world's attention by spanning 12 years of a boy's life on film, but one teenager, well on his way to documenting his life even more intricately through daily selfies. Hugh Cornelia has taken a selfie a day since age 12, now has 7 years that he's connected them all together into a video. And for his part, he's got the idea of the selfie project after Noah Kalina posted his 6 years of selfies back in 2006, documenting himself at age 12. The montage shows a much more dramatic change over the 7 years. It's interesting to see the progression from different settings, the childhood kitchen, the bedroom, eventually the college dorm room. It's all out there, and you can see it on YouTube. Well, I don't know how we should take this. Evidence shows that we now spend more time on media devices than we do asleep. According to a study, the average adult Spends about 8 hours and 41 minutes on media and communicating actively each day compared to just 8 hours and 21 minutes of sleeping. The 8 hours and 41 minutes spent on media devices, that's texting, talking, gaming, typing, listening, watching, accounts for more than half our waking day for the average adult. Oh, can that be good? And if you heard something you should know, I think it was this morning, talking about the idea that you sit in front of a computer screen and you are the same distance from the screen for hours, and over time, it's almost like you forget to blink. And as a result, your eyes dry out, they get tired, end up maybe with a headache at the end of the day. It could be things just like that that's causing it to happen. So, yeah. Obviously, the way we are spending our time, not the best possible use. So get outside and go look at the moon. Well, at night. Did you hear about the 9-year-old boy and the 400-pound alligator? 400-pound alligator walks into a bar. No. a 9-year-old Florida boy amazingly had only minor injuries after fighting off a 400-pound alligator in an encounter while swimming. James Barney Jr., swimming in a lake, St. Cloud, Florida, when he felt something clamp down on his foot. He said, "First, I thought somebody was playing with me, and I didn't know what happened. I reached down to grab, and I felt its jaw, and I felt its teeth." 9-foot gator left only minor cuts on his leg. says he wants to put it on a necklace to show all his friends. Wow. Lucky, I guess, the gator gave up. I mean, obviously was not too hungry. Good for him. Again, 9-year-old and a 400-pound gator. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast this morning. It's brought to you by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool at no additional charge. They'll have that loaner while they fix yours. 690-2278. Another warm day today, about 97 or so. We do have a slight chance of some showers. There are a few clouds out there today. Could develop. 30% chance of showers today. It's a 40% tonight and a 20% on Tuesday. Only about 95 for a high temperature tomorrow. And then we'll slowly climb back up to near 100 as the week goes on. And at least for now, no mention of any rain in the forecast later on this week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 77 degrees.
Hey, folks, I want to congratulate my friends at Mahindra Tractors on their 20th anniversary. They have stood the test of time because Mahindra Tractors simply have everything you're looking for. You want quality? Mahindras are assembled right here in the USA. Performance? Mahindra Tractors push, pull, and lift more than other tractors. And every Mahindra comes with the industry's best 5-year warranty. Mahindra is kicking off their fall red tag sale this month. 0% financing for 84 months. Or save thousands with Mahindra's cashback promotion. So don't miss the 20th anniversary savings of the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An example of a majority vote not being enough took place at the last Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Conditional use permit, there must be 5 votes. Only 7 of 9 P&Z members were in attendance, when there was a 4-3 vote on the request to build up to 71 apartments on Bristol Street near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home. Chairman Scott Hickel says it was the most restrictive permit request he had ever seen, and he agreed there was a need for housing employees and patients around St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Developer Jeff Brown says they have no problems with meeting the same requirements as homes in the Upper Burton Creek neighborhood.
We've told the neighbors that we have no problem having deed restrictions that require this to be 21 years of age and older. We would not have any individuals who are not family members more than two unrelated in one unit.
27 opponents who spoke included the president of the Neighborhood Association, Pastor Obed Matus.
Those of us who live here know that we are in a neighborhood that is already bursting at the seams with traffic, whose sewage system is already stressed, and whose houses just downhill of the proposed apartment complex are already flooding.
The applicant has 10 days to ask the city council to appeal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last Thursday, the Bryan City Council unanimously decided to let voters decide whether to keep the municipal golf course or convert it into a super park. The next day, Mayor Jason Byinski announced a proposed public-private partnership with the owner of the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. Byinski says it includes fixed prices for golfers and establishing a city senior center in an existing building next to the clubhouse. Byinski says negotiations with the event center Wallace Phillips included the Golfers Association and city staff.
He's wanting to work with the golfers and willing to subsidize those golfers over a 20-year stretch to come over and utilize his facilities, where the amenities are better, the course is better, and the opportunities for the golfers are better there.
Byinski expects the plan to be considered by the council in the next 30 days. It is not on the agenda for Tuesday's meeting. The 20-year agreement would allow golf prices to be raised every 5 years to adjust for inflation, and the city would pay Phillips $50,000 a year for the senior center building. The second year of new state ratings for public school performance is out. Both the College Station and Bryan districts met state standards as measured during the last school year. Superintendent Clark Ely says it's based mainly on the state tests that were given in the spring.
In College Station ISD, we use that as a measure of how we do, but it's only one measure, and we look at many more measures as we evaluate how well we're doing as a system, how well our campuses are doing, and how well our students are performing.
As a district, CSISD has met standards both years of the new system, while Bryan moved up from needing improvement.
If you really put it in context, the journey of academic success in Bryan ISD is dramatically peaking upward. It's on a very strong upward trajectory, and that causes a lot of pride for students and staff and faculty who are with the district on the rise.
Bryan spokesman Brandon Webb says three of five campuses that 2 years ago were named by the state as needing improvement are now meeting standards. They are Rudder and Bryan High, along with Jones Elementary. Webb says Milam and Crockett Elementaries didn't get there after falling just short in one category. All College Station campuses now have met state standards in both years of the new system. The state also awarded 10 CSISD campuses a total of 31 distinctions in specific academic areas. In Bryan, 15 campuses earned 36 state distinctions. A dozen vehicle burglaries over the weekend take the now 3-week total to at least 43. College Station police report 10 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday, and another just this morning at 1:30, which resulted in an arrest. A pair of men were listed in the summary report from CSPD. We have a request for more information with the police department at this moment. The Texas A&M system has scheduled its next Kyle Field construction update for Tuesday afternoon at 2. A live web stream originating from the zone at Kyle Field will be available at 12thman.com. Last night began 4 weeks of more construction on the freeway. TxDOT reports repaving the freeway between University and Barron will result in lane closures in both directions on Sunday through Thursday nights between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. Opponents are lining up against allowing alcohol sales at gun shows in Texas. A Dallas gun club asked the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission for the change, but Jim Richardson, the chairman of the Williamson County Republican Firearm Club, says it's an effort to get rid of gun shows in Texas.
If you're a vendor wanting to participate in a gun show, you have to look at the economics of this and ask yourself, is it worth my time and money to go to do a show where I essentially am inhibited from selling my wares, my firearms, or severely restricted.
The proposed changes would end the sale of ammunition at gun shows, require firearms to be disabled, and any guns that are sold could not be delivered inside the building where the alcohol is being sold. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 11 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible later on this afternoon. Very hot, high temperature well up in the 90s. Tonight we're down to 75 to 80. Could be a shower or thunderstorm with patchy clouds around. And then during the day on Tuesday, partly sunny, again hot, at least up in the mid-90s. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, low to mid-70s at night, and mid to upper 90s on Wednesday with mostly to partly sunny skies. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Flew right out on defense. Offensively, you know, I thought our mechanics were really, really good.
That's Coach Sumlin following the scrimmage on Saturday. We'll have you updated on that, as well as a couple A&M football players in the NFL. One getting back to playing, and Johnny Football making his first start, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Well, he didn't start. His first appearance.
My apologies. Yeah. You're correct.
He's supposed to maybe start this week. We'll see what happens. But, you know, what the heck. It's a long season.
Hee-haw!
So, driving in circles while holding a pig properly is something that does demand some talent. The Pig and Ford Race has been the premier event of the Tillamook County Fair in Tillamook, Oregon, in this town of 5,000. You see, each racer grabs a young pig from a pen with one arm, crank starts a Model T Ford with the other, and then drives around a track clutching the little porker. This year, the 90th year, it's rooted in the 1920s when somebody with a Model T saw a neighbor's pig running loose, chased it down with a car, scooped it up, and they turned it into an annual event. It's the 2014 Pig and Ford Finals. It was held over the weekend. Now, Kevin didn't have the results. Maybe you'll have them in his next sports guest.
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay. At the starting gun, each of the drivers sprint across the track to a pen holding two pigs, weighing something under 30 pounds. each picked a pig, tucked it under an arm, and ran back to their hand-crank cars. After every lap came a pig swap and pit stop, where the drivers kill the engines, exchange pigs in their assigned pens, recrank, and they go. It's a three-lap race. Five of the six racers making Saturday's final. There's no winner's purse. The top driver gets his name on a cup. The association began more carefully monitoring compliance with regulations because somebody souped up their engine 5 years ago. So just saying.
So they cheating.
They were. Also, the racers face a pig positioning decision. Face up or face down? Face up tends to leave accidents behind. Carl Hurdle says they poop a lot, so you get some of that on your car. Mm. They get fed pretty good. Myra Walker, who is the record holder, has honed his technique. He says he picks up a pig, pokes at it, and whichever one don't freak out is the one that he takes. And by training, what he does is he takes one of those 5-gallon jugs, fills it with pennies, and then puts oil on the outside of it. He says, if I can carry that, I can carry me a pig.
Who knew there'd be training?
I know. Well, again, you got to have a technique. No matter what we're talking about, you got to have a technique. 7:42. Let's see. 2 weeks from today, right? 2 weeks from today, your little bundles of joy are out to the public schools again. So get ready for that. And for the first time in U.S. American history, public schools are projected this fall to have more minority students than non-Hispanic whites, a shift largely fueled by the growth in numbers of Hispanic children. The non-Hispanic white students still expected to be the largest racial group at 49.8%, but according to the National Center of Education stats, minority students, when all added together, will end up making up the majority.
Well, there we go. No more majority. It's a plurality.
That's right. Only one quarter of the minority students are Hispanic. That's about 25%, okay? 15% are black. 5% are Asian or Pacific Islanders. The shift brings new academic realities, such as the need for more English language instruction, and cultural ones, such as changing school lunch menus to reflect students' tastes. Really? It also brings up some complex societal issues that often fall to school systems to address, including immigration, poverty, diversity, inequities, and, of course, there's racial tension as well. The new majority-minority status of American schools mirror changes coming to the nation as a whole, as the Census Bureau estimates the country's population also will have more minorities than whites for the first time in 2043, a result of higher birth rates among Hispanics and also a stagnating and declining birth rate among blacks, whites, and Asians. Even as the population becomes more diverse, schools are becoming more racially divided, reflecting housing patterns. Disparities are evident even in the youngest of black, Hispanic, and Native American kids who on average enter kindergarten academically behind their white and Asian peers. Later on, those lower standardized test scores on average and fewer opportunities to take advanced classes and less likely to graduate. Let's repeat that. Disparities as they come into kindergarten later on will show lower standardized test scores on average, fewer opportunities to take advanced classes, and less likely to graduate. See how that works out. Transformation in school goes beyond just educating kids. Educators said their parents also must feel comfortable and accepted in the schools. School starts 2 weeks from today. Parents, hey, you want your kids to stop talking on the phone while driving? Quit calling them.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Stop calling your teens while they're driving. A new study found that up to half the teens talking on cell phones while driving actually on the phone to mom or dad.
Oh, my goodness.
WebMD.com's Health News Center says the findings presented at the American Psychological Association's annual meeting were a real shock. Every teen in the survey who acknowledged using the phone while driving said they did so to talk to their parents. Only 20% said they used the phone to talk to friends while driving. Okay.
Full honkus.
Okay. That's, yeah. Distracted driving obviously causes 11% of fatal crashes among teens. 21% of those crashes involve cell phones, according to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's how I'll get mom to quit calling me. Now, are they texting with mom and dad? I thought would be no. but just saying.
I'm surprised they haven't done anything yet with the accelerometers in them.
What do you mean? If the car's going at such a speed?
Right.
Yeah.
When the phone's moving at more than 20 miles an hour or whatever.
What if you're a passenger? Okay, then so be it. I mean, at some point, right? At some point. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think eventually that's where we go. Because as we discussed, when it comes to texting while driving, how much time and energy do you want law enforcement to expend trying to figure out if somebody is texting? Because they make it easier than ever with talk-to-text now, too. All right, 7:46.
Fleas, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Choosing a college can be tough, but for high school juniors and seniors feeling the pressures of approaching adulthood, it can be downright overwhelming. So what can you do to help your teen? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With so many decisions to make, from cost to location to degree programs to choose from, it can be hard to know where to start when picking the right school. Dane Anthony, who spent his career in higher education, offers some helpful suggestions. First, he recommends talk with your teen about their hopes and dreams, which should help narrow their choice of schools. Be sure to include your thoughts about the cost of tuition and other expenses in order to avoid surprises later on. Then ask other parents for college recommendations and draw from their experiences. And don't forget to talk to the high school guidance counselor because they know things that we might miss. Third, research schools with your teen. Plan to visit campuses together. Sit in on class, eat in the dining hall, and get a feel for daily life on the campus. Most importantly, be there for your teen during this exciting time. So many changes looming on the horizon can be scary and overwhelming, but feeling your support and knowing they can rely on your love will prepare your child to move forward with courage. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
And I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dynavite. Dynavite.com. Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax and the yeast cultures and the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie football cranked up a scrimmage as they get ready for the August 28th matchup against South Carolina. Saturday, the team went for 92 plays, and according to Coach Sumlin, went pretty well.
Flew right out on defense. Offensively, you know, I thought our mechanics were really, really good. Had a couple of holding penalties on some of the young guys, young tackles, but we'll get better there. But you know, there's no substitute for being able to play and get the coaches off the field and having guys have to think on their own and operate. So it was a real learning experience for a lot of young guys, but you know, we got some good leadership out of the old guys.
One of the negatives from the scrimmage, however, was they were not allowed to use Kyle Field as they're under renovation. And Coach was asked if that actually had an effect on preparations for the team.
Just being in the stadium, you know, I like to do that, but we just don't have that luxury right now. We've got to make sure that grass takes. And so we've got three planned opportunities to get in there before the season begins.
We'll get word tomorrow from A&M Chancellor John Sharp on how the project is proceeding at a press conference scheduled for 2 p.m. A.J. Allmendinger beat Marcus Ambrose on a two-lap dash to finish and win the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Watkins Glen on a somber Sunday. Three-time Cup champion Tony Stewart pulled out of the race 12 hours after he struck and killed a sprint car driver in nearby Canandaigua, New York. In a statement released during the race by a spokesman for Stewart, Stewart said, quote, "There aren't words to describe the sadness I feel about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr.," and went on to express his condolences to the family. Ontario County Sheriff Philip Porvero laid out part of the investigation surrounding the incident.
For those of us on the track last night, we're looking at clothing. We're looking at lighting. We're looking for eyewitnesses that were working. We're looking for any information now that will assist us in this investigation. Again, less than 16 hours old. It's ongoing.
We'll lighten things up a bit with the Brazos Valley Bombers. They advanced to the Texas Collegiate League Championship for the second time in as many years. They knocked off the East Texas Pump Jacks in a one-and-done round Saturday. Then last night, they headed to Riverside Stadium in Victoria to play the first game at a best-of-three against the Generals. Bombers struck first but couldn't hold on and ended up falling 6-5. They'll return to Cellucor Field tonight. First pitch at 7:05 for Game 2, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In the majors, the Stros and Rangers squared off yesterday afternoon, and Adrian Beltre and Sin Shu Chu both went deep.
The 1-0 pitch lifted high and deep by Chu out into left field. Carter turning to look up, and this one is gone. Into the Crawford boxes. An opposite field home run for Sin Shu Chu. The Rangers lead 6-2.
Nick Martinez got his first win since May the 24th to lead the Rangers to that 6-2 victory over Houston, snapping a seven-game skid against their in-state rival. Rangers head back to Dallas to take on the Rays tonight at 7:05. Houston welcomes Minnesota. First pitch there at 7:10. Johnny Manziel got some playing time in his first NFL preseason game Saturday. Threw for 63 yards, rushed for another 27 in the Browns' 13-12 loss to the Detroit Lions. Following the game, said it wasn't a bad start.
I think for me, it was a good start. I mean, you have to start somewhere and you have to set a foundation. Got my feet wet, got my first preseason game under my belt. Now we got three more and then head into the season.
There's a chance Johnny could get the start in Cleveland's next preseason game. That's Monday the 18th, where the Browns will take on the Redskins. Aggie standout and Chicago Bear tight end Martellus Bennett rejoined teammates yesterday after 6 days away from the club and an unspecified fine as well as that indefinite suspension. Bennett's punishment stemmed from a fight that he had in practice last Monday with teammate Kyle Fuller. During the incident, tight end slammed the rookie cornerback to the ground. In the aftermath, however, is what got him in trouble. He reacted very unapologetically, but has since changed his tune. On to the PGA, where Rory McIlroy won his second straight major championship and fourth in his very young career, rallying on the back nine in the PGA Championship.
I didn't think in my wildest dreams I'd have a summer like this. You know, I've just played the best golf of my life and just really gutted it out today. It was a little different than the previous major wins that I've had. And I think I showed a lot of guts out there today to get this job done.
The 25-year-old shot a final round 3-under-68, going 5-under-par on the final 12 holes, beating Phil Mickelson by just one stroke. Mickelson had a chance to tie it on the 18th with a chip-in eagle that obviously didn't pan out. And finally, one that'll put a grin on your face. Female pitcher Monet Davis led her team to the Little League World Series, throwing a three-hitter Sunday to lead Philadelphia to an 8-0 victory over the squad from Delaware. Here's Mo after the win, very excited on ESPN.
Crazy. It's unbelievable. It's like kids from Philly, and now we're going to Williamsport, so it's very unbelievable.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620. WTAW.
Little note, the guy who won the PGA 50 years ago was a guy from Louisville. And He, kind of an interesting story in that he was joyriding as a teenager in a 100-mile-per-hour crash, was in an accident that paralyzed his legs for 2 weeks. He ended up being in the hospital for 90 days, got out of that and got a scholarship to play golf at Texas A&M. His name is Bobby Nichols. And he got a big mural on his wall on the wall in Louisville this week, and then they had the PGA right there. So the winner 50 years ago was an Aggie.
Very cool.
Yeah, about 3 minutes still.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $279 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 9/2/14. Toyota, let's go places.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Brazos Valley weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Hot today. Look at this. My goodness, they've upped it to a 50% chance of showers today and for tonight. And they say maybe some heavy rain. 96 for a high temperature probably every day all week long and lows around 74 or so. But again, up to a 50-50 chance of showers today and tonight. We'll see if that happens. It's 78 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.